Ezra Furman and the Harpoons formed in the dorms at Tufts University outside of Boston. In fact, the band are still undergraduates and joined us on a long weekend tour. Their new album called Banging Down the Doors was produced by indie auteur Brian Deck, who's worked with Modest Mouse and others. There's something about Ezra's style that reminds us of Gordon Gano and that first Violent Femmes album, or maybe even early Bob Dylan. We'll meet this four-piece and their goose in just a moment. Let's start with this performance of My Soul Has Escaped From My Body.
That is a great way to begin. My Soul Has Escaped From My Body from Ezra Furman and the Harpoons are playing live today on the Cafe, and that is included on Banging Down the Doors, a new album out on Minty Fresh. Ezra, you in your little bio on your website, you say that you got your guitar at your for your bar mitzvah. Did you ask for the guitar, or was that an inspired guess on somebody's part?
I think I asked for it. Somebody in fourth grade brought a guitar for show and tell or something like that, and I was transfixed. I don't know. This sound doesn't like sound that good to me anymore. But like when I first like hit that guitar, I was like, oh my god, I'm amazing at this. You know.
What did you play first? What kind of things?
I think I got the guitar to learn songs by Green Day. And other punk bands that I was highly crazy about. It was the first music I liked, really, that punk rock. And so that's all I was doing for a long time, was like these power chords and you know, wild thing also.
Right, right. Well, that might have something to do with your as I say, you are a pretty ferocious acoustic rhythm guitar player, and that you were never a finger picker kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn a little more finesse, but like, I don't know. Usually it just doesn't seem necessary. I, you know, get it across.
Now, when did you start writing?
Yeah, age 14, 13 or 14.
Really?
Not long after having the guitar. I knew all those simple songs. It seemed pretty simple to write a song, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
It still seems pretty simple. It doesn't take much more than like half hour, you know what I mean?
Did that change up when you started playing with these guys? Did not so much the ease of it, but did how you wrote and stuff change?
Well, I mean, I think it's starting to change. It with this album, it's mostly like I brought in these songs that I had just kind of banging away on the acoustic guitar with very poor rhythm and no real finesse. And then these guys, being the masterminds they are, you know, can turn it into something worthy of the feeling that the song is about, you know?
Right. Well, that kind of there's an intensity to what you do, and of course it comes off best live. Was it hard to kind of get that intensity into making the album with Brian? What was that?
You know, I mean, we made the album in 6 days.
Wow.
Recorded in 5 days and mixed it in one day, one crazy day. So I don't know. It kind of we approached it as like plugging in and garage rocking out, kind of.
Ezra Furman and the Harpoons are with us today on the Cafe. And what is song number two?
I don't know. Maybe.
How about Diana? I mean, how long? Incorrect question.
No. Let's do. God is a middle-aged woman.
Okay.
What do you say?
Now, Ezra, how did this song begin? How did you? Because it's an interesting image about God, number one being a woman, but number two needing a date. I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, the song it's a bedroom song. You know, I wrote it in my bedroom. There's also, you know, if people think about God, that's one of the most popular places is your bedroom to think about God. And also a popular place to think about girls. I hadn't thought of this intersection, really. I don't know. It seems right. If you hear someone telling you about the song, maybe it sounds a little strange, or hearing the name of the song, but if you hear the song, I think it just seems to get at it.
So this is God is a Middle-Aged Woman.
Even asked out on a date.
Ezra Furman and the Harpoons are playing live for us today on the Cafe. God is a Middle-Aged Woman is that tune.
I could say one or two more things about that song if you want. I thought of them while I was playing it, you know. It's just that it's a song about awe, and people sometimes maybe assume that you can't get the feeling of awe into a 5-minute song or 3-minute song, but I don't know. I think the best songs, make you feel that awe, and it's about that. Also, it's about this. I guess when that song came around, I was obsessed with this quote, you know, about God is not in heaven and not across the sea. Kind of that it's, I don't know, it's something really close to home, and this thing that has something has burrowed into my heart, and it's like really not very far away. It's just like on the back porch or the patio, right?
It also kind of takes the form of an old soul send up in a way, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting indeed.
I didn't think of that.
That's Ezra. And
that's soul music for you.
There you go. Adam Abruton is playing drums. Joe Makata is on the bass. John Sood is on the lead guitar. And that is Ezra, who is singing the tunes for us today. So how far are you into school? Are you a junior now?
I graduate this year.
Oh, this is it.
Last semester.
What are you studying?
All kinds of different. I'm studying English and literature and that.
Psychology and religion.
International relations.
Economics.
Oh.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, indeed.
The goose study is horticulture.
One of my faves on here is How Long, Diana. Is that one you guys can do?
Yeah.
I mean.
Thank you. watching my wristwatch and reciting my poems. There's nothing left of me but bones, dry white bones.
Ezra Furman and the Harpoons playing live on the Cafe today, and that is How Long, Diana. And the new album is banging down the doors out on Mindy Fresh. And, okay, two of those questions that probably get asked a lot. How did the band become the Harpoons?
We like reading Moby Dick.
You mean the name of the band?
Or? Yeah.
Oh, the name.
Pretty much. Ezra. A lot of times we spend more time thinking of band names and album titles than practicing. And there was a giant list of band names that we had.
I think Ezra just came in one day and was like, that's it. So, Harpoons, it's sharp.
We have to settle. This is it.
We had a show that night. And we
it was our first show. And they like wrote us the email saying, what should I put on the poster? And it was it.
What else was in the running, though?
The quotients.
That was not in the running.
I don't know.
So many.
The waves and the...
We do like killing whales, though.
Wow.
Yeah, John was... Oh, God. John was reading Moby Dick and living across the hall from me and just kind of talking about it all the time.
I couldn't stop. Okay.
Well, it's interesting from all that the harpoon became the image from the entire book. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, I just feel it's the right name because of this. Well, for one thing, there's this violence in the music, you know, and there's also being a band. It's like a long, even just being a person is just like a long, lonely journey sometimes. You know what I mean?
And the whale's out there, you know, the harpoon's the thing that you have with you. Ezra needed some.
Yeah, we're like a companion to violently fight off the loneliness of being a sailor on a wide sea. You know what I'm saying?
The other thing that if you go to the MySpace page, you there's a point where it becomes really clear that you're getting tired of comparisons for this band. How come you just get so many that are kind of off or?
Well, seems like a lot of people kind of think it's easy to like you just kind of put one part this band and one part that band and then you get what you have, and everyone's kind of got pretty varied tastes in music, so it's kind of a combination of all of that, really.
There are only like four albums that we can all agree to listen to in the car, and nobody's ever mentioned those in any review.
Right, yeah, I know. It's like, and also it's just like kind of like nonsense influences. Like, I don't think we've ever felt that we have any influences. There were songs, that, I mean, the influences are just like feelings and like, you know, girls who dumped me and stuff like that. And then, so we had songs from that and we also have instruments. I don't know. It's like not so calculated to sound like people we love, you know?
Well, okay. So if we promise not to hold you to it, can you tell us what albums you actually agree on?
Like, what are they? Regina Spektor.
Yeah, Soviet Kitsch. Yeah, that's a.
There's a great. We've just been getting into a guy named Hezekiah Jones, who we played with.
Yeah,
two nights ago.
Yeah, we've been playing that album since we left our show 2 nights ago, over and over.
Cupcakes for the Army.
Yeah,
really great song.
That might be it.
What? that could be it.
We like the Strokes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all can agree on the Strokes.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to YouTube, you, Ezra, you have I don't know what the vintage of this is, but you have that Kirsten Dunst song.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Is that old or new?
I mean, I wrote it about 2 years ago. We made that tape like a few months ago, a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Have you? I should tell people it's kind of a, as you would expect it to be, kind of a, you know, a love song to Kirsten Dunst. Have you heard from Kirsten at all? Has there been any reaction?
We haven't. We do have a lawyer who knows her publicist or something like that.
Is this going to be like one of those things where you bring her out and they have a reunion?
Is she in the back?
You wish.
We might be able to get it to her.
Ah, well, that would be good. Then you need to videotape her listening to it. And that would...
And vomiting or whatever would happen.
Do you have other new things? You want to do something that's not on the album?
Yeah, we've been working on this song, the last song on the mixtape. It seems like you just got to have a recording of it existing so it can be on a mixtape. That's where it really belongs. I guess it's a pretty specific functional song to be the last song on a mixtape and to kind of sum it all up when you're giving a tape or a mix CD to your friend and try to say like what, because like there's a lot of good songs to put, there's a few good songs to put at the end of a mix, but like it gets to be slim pickings after you know, use Donka Shane and Rock and Roll Suicide and Mr. Blue Sky and like there's not much, you know? There needs to be more.
So this is the last song in the mixtape?
Right.
And that is the last song on our session and the last song on the mixtape from Ezra Furman and the Harpoons. Guys, thank you so much for playing live.
Thanks for having us.
Goose says so, too.
Total treat. Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.